Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The Burt Show.
Might be one of these cases where you guys are like, enough with the Diddy case, because there's going to be a lot of info coming out over the next couple of months as this trial just started.
Yep, just got started. They selected jurors last week, and the trial officially got started yesterday. And so Diddy, for those who don't know, he is facing 5 federal charges: sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, transportation of prostitution, obstruction of justice, and bribery.
Do we know how much time he's potentially looking at?
Life. So he could have taken a plea deal, which would have gave him a reduced sentence, but he decided to fight for it instead. And so he's looking at life. They expected the trial to last about 10 weeks.
10 weeks? Thing's going to go on for 10 weeks?
Content!
Going to have something to talk about every day.
I was thinking it was going to be longer than that, honestly.
I was too, actually.
Oh, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not going to televise any of it. They're only going to let select people in from the public. The prosecutors came out and gave their opening remarks. They're alleging that for over 2 decades, he exploited his celebrity status to coerce and abuse women during secret gatherings dubbed freak-offs involving drug-induced orgies that he allegedly filmed. The defense's opening statement is saying that Combs may have been jealous and occasionally violent, but insisted that all the alleged victims participated willingly in his sex life, and the defense said his physical abuse and love of baby oil are not federal crimes. The first 2 witnesses called to the trial was a security guard who was at the Intercontinental Hotel where that video happened of Diddy abusing his ex, Cassie. Cassie is also set to testify as a witness within the next couple of days. And they also brought a male escort to testify who has alleged that he has seen Diddy and Cassie perform things in front of him, and that Diddy has also been violent towards him and Cassie as well, and he's witnessed it.
Having watched my fair share of true crime documentaries, I think what people have to remember when you go through a court case like this that's going to be lasting 10 weeks, prosecution goes first. So they're going to call all their witnesses first. So everything's going to be looking very, very damning against Diddy, right? And then defense will take their turn and then have witnesses in support of him. So, you know, it's going to be easy to make like a knee-jerk decision or come up with like, you know, a knee-jerk opinion out the gate. But I think it's only fair that you wait until the trial is completely over before deciding if you think the man is guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, you're almost asking for the impossible.
I know I am.
I saw the photos of all that baby oil.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a difference between the court of public opinion and court. And I don't know what's going to happen in this case at all. But I do think that there are many people, though, and you have an opinion on what happened, you're not changing it now. Yeah. And the evidence isn't even going to have anything to do with it. You already have your opinion. I don't know if they'll ever sell another album.
Yeah, I doubt it, to be honest. But, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what he's actually thinking? They're reporting. The reporters who are there are saying that he's appearing very confident. He's looking everyone in the eye. He's even, like, going out of his way to make eye contact with everyone who is against him. But they did say he looked visibly stressed and he's lost a lot of weight.
I did see a YouTuber that's actually, she's been in the courtroom as they've been preparing for the trial. I think her name is Stephanie Sue. And she said that she made a note that every single person from the press, Diddy made like a pointed effort to make extended eye contact with each member of the press, almost like it's a challenge. Like, who's going to break eye contact first? She said it was terrifying.
I was wondering, like, because I know that means something, right? Like, I know his team obviously has him doing that for a reason. I don't know if it's to show confidence or if it's to try to intimidate. I don't know. But, yeah, they're making it very clear he's going out of his way to do it.
One of my sorority sisters that went to journalism school with me at UF is also covering the trial. Like, she is there, like, boots on the ground doing long-form content for her job. And I was asking her, I was like, can you feed me any information? Like, this would be such a great resource for the show. And she's like, I literally cannot tell you anything, A, because it'll take forever because everything has to go through our lawyers. But she and the rest of like her colleagues are expecting Diddy and his entire team to pretty much use anything that said like slightly wrong or like right out of like to be used as contempt of court. So they are being very tight-lipped about everything.
Yeah, I would think in these high price cases, court cases like this, when there's so much on the line and you have a celebrity and they're spending that kind of money, I think that's probably pretty standard procedures. Like, look for anything that we can get this thing thrown out.
And they also struggling to get a lot of the obviously bigger name celebrities to testify, which I know the prosecution is trying to, but many of them really don't want anything to do with this.
And just from what, I mean, it's only been the first day. It's already so graphic.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't read it.
Yeah. I've been waffling on how to even talk about it. I'm like, do I do 8 a.m.? Do I not? 9 a.m.? Yeah.
It's already really like first day out the gate, extremely graphic, which, you know, these the people who have come forward with the allegations against Diddy, who we consider victims, my heart goes out to them for having to relive all this over again. Like it's just going to be a long, arduous process.
And the fact that so many people are claiming that he actually did not participate as much as you thought, he more so wanted to witness it and he wanted other people to do the participating, is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I can't imagine on a couple of different levels also the stress going around on everybody. You know, you've got the victims here that are like, okay, are we finally going to get our say? Is he finally going to stay in jail for the rest of his life? And then you got Diddy now. His whole life changes one way or the other within 10 weeks.
1,000%.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
I'll keep you guys posted.
The Burt Show.